Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good morning, my friend. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. We're recording this show on, let's see, what is it? May 4th, year of our Lord, 2024. Dude, how are you up there in Los Angeles? We got a lot of serious shit to get to today, dude.
This is heavy, everybody. Welcome to the show. A lot of heavy stuff going on. Hey, we knew the summer of 24 was going to be blazing. They got a jump start on us, dude. They got 100%. About a 2-month jump start on
us. Same playbook, same stuff, right? It's the whole BLM, Summer of Love, Antifa, you know, PLO, acronym soup, right? It's the same apparatchuk that's running this whole thing. 6 months, you could set your clock by it as sure as the sun rises. 6 months ahead of presidential election. 6 months tomorrow is the election. And hey, we're just kicking things off in the first inning with these towel heads.
It really is. It's repeat, recycle, just like your shampoo treatment, right? Yep. Repeat, recycle. Yep. And remember, in 2020, they were stealing the election 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Just like they're doing now with the lawfare and the BLM protests. It was all beginning 6 months ahead of time. So they didn't steal it. They really didn't steal it on election night in 2020.
Yeah.
It was all 6 months advance notice. So we're a little more aware now, but we got a long road ahead of us here, buddy. Donald Trump. Yeah. He was released from his quote unquote lawfare, the nonsense in New York, to go on the campaign trail. He hit Michigan and Wisconsin just a couple days ago. Fantastic reception. He's, by the way, winning polls in Michigan, all the swing states. He's ahead.
The latest Rasmussen poll, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
Latest Rasmussen poll out this morning has him up 14 points over Biden. 14. Yeah. It's a blowout. Blowout.
I kind of.
That's why the left hand side is panicking. They're panicking. They're in the mumble tank right now. They're totally beep 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 beep. They don't know what to do. Donnie Deutsch is out there. He doesn't know what to do. They are in big T for trouble.
They are flapping their arms super fast, trying to figure this sucker out. Hey, the advertisements have also these write themselves. They don't need any help. They can be super low budget.
Totally.
You got one queued up. This is just a very simple, a direct ad appealing to the African American community. Roll it, dude.
So simple and so direct that Google banned this on YouTube and every one of their platforms as soon as it came out. So, folks, take a listen to this.
Biden campaign.
Yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this ad.
Look, 30 seconds summarizes it right there, right? We're giving out free stuff to illegals who haven't been vetted, and over and above Hispanic Americans, blacks, Asians, whites, everybody. It's not fair. The American people get it. There's going to be a full-on revolt.
There is so much trickle-down nonsense that finally a lot of people that live in the quote-unquote inner cities finally catching a clue about the nonsense.
Yep.
And if we peel off another 5% of the African-American vote, we're looking good. Hey, let's dive into the shenanigans. I'm wound up enough just watching videotape of the migrants from North Africa flooding Newport Beach, La Jolla, all of our beach communities. You guys, I don't think this video gets out to the rest of the world, but here in California, we are being bombarded.
Dude, broad daylight. I texted our common friend. We know who it is, Peter. Obviously, won't say his last name. Probably not a fan of the show, given his political take. 20 illegals landed in broad daylight, middle of the afternoon in Newport Beach Harbor. Now, this is not some like remote Imperial Beach, like southern tip near Mexico, whatever. This is right front and center Newport Beach, Fashion Island, like all the everything, right? They just wandered up in a boat and walked off, and they all looked pretty decent. Most of them Chinese nationals.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Bruno, would you pass me that latte? Oh, look at the African American, the people from Africa just floating in.
It's wide open borders. Everybody knows it now, right? It's wide open borders. And the sad thing is that I think unless people take things into their own hands, I don't know that there's anything can be done about it, because this is all executive authority stuff. And this is stuff that Biden is obviously intentionally doing. Really Obama through Biden, empty vessel. So, look, we're going to have to wait 6 months. It's that simple, unless we repel them ourselves, like Texas. The reason we're having so many landings, Dave, as you probably well know, is because Texas has tightened everything up. Guess where they're all coming in now? California. And Gavin wants that more for covered California. That's basically Obamacare in California. He wants more illegals here and so forth. So it's a perfect storm. It's for California. Yeah, it's a horrible storm. But
let's bring over some Gaza refugees too while we're at it, because they'll be such a plus to society. That
hey Dave, I got an idea. Let's not just do that. Let's go over there and build a wharf for them with the military, right? The Army Corps of Engineers. Let's go build a wharf off the coast of Gaza and then send over ships and then have them brought back over. Why don't we? They're actually doing that.
We'd already told everyone about that. They're building this little wharf right off the strip. You know, why are we spending hundreds of millions to feed these people that hate us? That's a whole other side story.
It's really like an Oceanside pier, if you think about it, Dave, over at the coast of Oceanside. They're probably like a little Ruby's diner at the end of that.
Oh, yeah, let's put a Ferris wheel on there.
Fries, and hot dogs, like Santa Monica Pier. It'll be just like Santa Monica Pier.
Perfect.
Except with a bunch of Palestinians running around.
Yeah, exactly. heavy stuff. Hey, what do you call it? The view from 36,000 feet.
Yeah.
Kind of real quick thing.
Yeah.
If it's not apparent to everybody now, this is as simple and as direct as what's happening right now, everybody. We are witnessing a god-awful union, between the global WEF Davos crowd, the global Marxists.
Yeah.
They have now, it's really an unholy union is what it is, because
alliance.
They have combined with the Muslim Brotherhood, all right, the Sharia-loving people that want to impose Sharia law over everybody in the Western world.
Right.
And it's the globalist view of how they want to really just command and control everybody from a central port. And that means destroying the United States of America in a nutshell, and the Western world. And it's happening in front of us. But here's a real quick before we dive into some details of what's happening on the college campuses. When do you think they decided to hold hands? In other words, the globalists, Davos crowd, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, they decided, hey, we're going to now hold hands and be at one it's everyone, call them what they are. People from the Middle East.
Yeah.
You want to call them Persians, Arabs.
Persians.
Whatever you want to call them. They're now holding hands, and now it's an unholy alliance between these two to dominate the world.
No, it's a good summary, Dave. I think the bottom line is it comes back to that old phrase I remember, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I think these groups all of a sudden realize this is not about anti-Israel. People should not get confused. These campus protests have nothing to do with Israel. That's a cover. Just like Fentanyl Floyd was a cover for the BLM stuff. Had nothing to do with Fentanyl Floyd. He was a drug addict, okay? He was a longtime criminal and drug addict, and he died. This has everything to do with anti-American activity. It's pure and simple. Anti-American, anti-capitalistic. They want to impose Sharia. This is not just garden variety Muslims, okay, going about their daily business. We have no beef with that. This is about Sharia supremacy. This is about the mullahs. This is about the Palestinians. This is about Hamas. This is about Hezbollah. The United States government designated Hamas as a terrorist organization in the 1990s, okay? We are now letting them have free reign over our campuses all across the United States with no punishment. They're arrested and they're let go. Most of these people don't even have fixed addresses. I mean, if you look at the ones that were addressed in the University of Texas at Austin, they don't even have addresses. These people are hired plants from Soros money. And what's you're quite right in describing it, Dave. What's happened now is you've got this unholy alliance, the money from Soros, the NGOs, the UN, together with these dark forces, really satanic forces, and plus 20 million illegals. And if you actually do this, look at the spread of the 20 million that come in, because they do track them with their Obama phones. Guess where they all are? They're all in these college towns all over the country because they're protesting. I mean, they're not real protesters. They're not students. They're being used to foment the chaos. Why? 6 months ahead of the election, it's to give Biden air cover to wait for it. Declare an emergency. Dave, I'm not even sure we're going to have an election, to be honest, on November the 5th. I think they are trying everything between bird flu and the cows, between the riots and the protests. They are looking for every possible reason to declare a national emergency and somehow seize control of the election process. I would not be surprised.
I would not bet against that at all. We're going to see some crazy shenanigans going on up until election day, and even past, obviously. No, that great summary. Do you know that in these Ivy League schools now, and this directly ties in to the whole Sharia imposition on us, up to 38% of the school body are from the Middle East. 38%.
Yeah, Columbia. Okay, Columbia is one example. Out of 35,000 students, 38,000 undergrads, I think 26,000 or something are foreign nationals.
So that says it all, ladies and gentlemen. So not only, you know, for decades, let's give a shout out to William Bennett, was the former Secretary of Education under Reagan. And he's written many. This has been going on for 40 our entire lives.
Yeah.
Written many books about the subject matter, about how these college campuses have become so left wing in this. Like, we're supposed to have this holier than thou view of Ivy League schools. And now all of a sudden, as we approach them, you know, where we're at now is that they've allowed in their warped mind, many of these, you know, academics are Jewish, by the way, they've said, well, let's bring in some more Muslims because they're going to integrate so well with society because, oh, I don't know, maybe because they pay full load on the the tuition also. Right. Well, they fund, especially Harvard, they've gotten billions from the sheiks over there in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we've covered this story at length in the past. I mean, Qatar is the financial services center of the elite universities. If you look at all the money, we cover this extensively, Georgetown, Harvard, NYU, Columbia, Yale, all have received billions of dollars from financial sponsors in Qatar. Why? To your point, to get the foreign national Sharia supremacists in, the college students, also the Chinese nationals. It's an alliance between the CCP and the mullahs, and they're getting them in there, and they're fomenting chaos. This didn't just happen in the last 3-6 months. People wake up and they always see the news, protests. This has been going on for decades. Mao started this in the Cultural Revolution. Where did the Cultural Revolution start? In the universities. Go back and read your history. Go back and read your history, people. They infected the universities. They turned them all red. They turned the students against their parents. They turned the schools against their communities and turned everything upside down. Right was wrong. Black was white. And that is now. So this didn't just happen. This has been happening as a slow roll, but we have got to stop it. We must. If we don't take a stand now, I really feel this constitutional republic is in severe danger.
Well, you know, for such a long time, we've been so soft on these schools and, Columbia, they're just a little bit on the left. They're a little bit liberal. No. Can we please just call them out? They are Marxists. They are radicals. They are not only warping all the kids' minds. There's a kind of a trickle down effect where they absolutely have so much control and power in their various cities, especially like a Harvard or Yale. They are Marxists. And the idea that they've now linked at the hip with Sharia law.
Let me flip the script for a second, Dave, just so people get a real sense of this. Take a look at the mess that happened at UCLA. 2,000 arrests. They destroyed the campus. Yep. They left tons of garbage. They destroyed, I think it was Bentley Hall, one of the most famous halls on the college of UCLA campus. Now, let's turn that thing around. Let's say all those people were 2,000 red-hatted America First supporters who were there protesting Palestinians, and they weren't physically allowing them to come onto campus. What do you think would happen? You would have the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland and the FBI and the stormtroopers and the swastika and they would be down your throat so quick. What happens in this case? Nothing burger.
Dude, if one single white male walked onto the UCLA campus wearing a MAGA hat and
they're
saying,
dead.
I want to make America great
they're
again.
Dead. They're done.
He would be arrested and he would be hogtied in seconds.
Well, remember what happened back in 2020. Remember in the summer? Look at Kyle, what was his name? Rittenhouse, right? Same thing. You're walking down the street. You're trying to protect yourself. You're wearing a red hat. Boom, all of a sudden you're a target. He had to start shooting people in self-defense.
And here we've got these idiots with the tendencies. Okay, so quick sidestep on this whole thing. The perception is everything. And so just to make things perfectly clear, as everyone who's listening to this show is I bet a lot more on the ball than most public out there. There's a lot of people that still think, and the media wants this to be portrayed as, oh, these are just some college kids getting a little bit, because they really want to have their back, because they actually agree with a lot of what these college kids are going crazy about. But as we know, this is a big setup. It's a big setup. Right. We now know, and it only took a couple of weeks, professional agitators.
Yeah.
Are it's so coordinated, so well designed. Yeah. You got to give them props, because when you have all the beautiful signs and they all buy the tent from the same place, yada yada. Yeah, we all know that sort of whole story. But now we have the names of these idiots. I won't tell you the names of these people. But this one idiot has been. She's 63 years old. She's just one of these longtime hippie radicals.
Yeah. I saw her,
that she goes from event to event to event.
Oh, she was prominent in J6.
she must have a hotline.
She was all over J6 video and stuff. And what's happened to her? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the problem, Dave, is the whole thing is that it's like thumb in the dike situation. We think we're doing something here, but we're not, right? There's hundreds of these NGOs with tens of thousands of people like this, with hundreds of millions of dollars in resources, fomenting chaos like this across the country. And we stop one, like at ASU, where the frat bros, like, turned back the Palestinians with the flag and put up the American flag. Yeah, it's nice, but hey, we are outmanned, outnumbered, outgunned, at least outgunned for now. But we're gonna have to man up because, like you said, this is just, you know, like you said, it's an unholy alliance, right?
I got one for you. You know what? Of the college kids that are participating, not the outsiders, many of them, in fact, most are women. So here's the question of the day: they look disheveled. They look depressed. They look brainwashed.
Yeah, because they are.
The college bros, the frat bros, are actually catching a clue.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you see a lot of thing. Here's the question though.
Yeah.
Modern femininity, modern feminism, has done these women a great deal of disservice.
Yes.
Because they are on the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
They are actually advocating for their own destruction.
Sure.
Well, and they're just clueless.
Well, totally, right? So answer the question, yes, let's move on. I mean, chalk that up under obvious. But here's the funny thing to your point about the observation on the campus with the women. This is so funny. These people aren't even Palestinians for the most part. You go and look at the arrest records, look at the mugshots of the people that are getting arrested. Like, I saw one the other night. They were almost all young Asian women wearing the kadifa, wearing the headscarf with a little slit and all the rest of it. And then they take the kadifa off, they take the COVID mask off, and what's underneath? A little Korean 22-year-old. So these people aren't even part of the program. They're just agitators. They're just natural. Some of them are just getting sucked in. I get it. Protest, whatever. But some of them, like, I had a Korean friend of mine the other day, he said, if that Korean mom sees that young Korean kid, she's going to get a beat whipping.
Well, it's too bad. I mean, we can go on and on about what we would do. Of course, this would never have happened with any rational thinking person running these schools, but they're all a bunch of, you know, left-wing idiots. Immediately arresting and deporting. If you're in any one of these schools and you're on some kind of an educational scholarship from another country, you're out the next day. And all these people, like you just described, causing any kind of havoc. But UCLA especially, they literally, we arrested all these people. They're all getting let go.
They're all gone.
Alan Bragg in New York is going to actually.
They're out. I mean, people at home think, oh, they're arrested, and somehow days and days and days later, when you go to sleep at night and you think you're comfortable in your little suburban home behind your gate, you're not, because they're arrested and they're released, and they go out and do the same thing again. And by the way, Dave, I want to add, this is spreading worldwide. This is just not in the United States. So London, England just had their elections. They reelected far left radical Sharia Mayor Khan, and it wasn't even close. He whooped the conservative person, which means London has fallen. Remember the TV movie London Has Fallen?
That's right.
Well, London has fallen. It is now gone. England, I'm making a declaration here today, just like France back in the mid to late 90s, got taken over by radical Muslims, North Africans. 10% of the Parisian suburbs are now radicalized so bad the French police won't even go there. It's the same thing in central London. If you go outside central London, it's okay. Inside central London, big problem. That dude just got reelected. And we're seeing pro-Palestinian activists in Trinity College, in Dublin, in the election in England. The Leeds County seat was just won by a radical Muslim cleric. I mean, Leeds. Leeds is like Leeds United was one of the classic first division soccer teams ever. And now the dude who's the head council person for that county seat is a radical Muslim cleric, and he's a Sharia compliant guy. I mean, I've seen background on this guy. So look, this is a big, big problem. Unless you want to become France or England or Germany, where now I've heard actually in schools that young children in Germany are converting to converting to Allah because they fear reprisal. So these young white kids who are born in Germany and going to school in elementary school, they fear reprisal, so they're not growing up Christian anymore. So one third of them are now growing up Muslim. That's in Germany, dude.
Yeah, I saw some video coming out of Hamburg, which was freaking shocking and terrible to even to witness. And then there was one video I almost was crying in a little city in Ireland called Derry, D-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a North African Muslim female now as mayor of that city.
Yeah.
My lord, people of Ireland, have you lost your mind? I mean, How does this happen?
Wake the F up, people. I mean, I don't know what else to say. We push this show out. We talk about, I mean, people listen. We got every single person listening to this show has to share this show. You have to be a force multiplier. We have to start waking people up, because if you want that coming to your town, and by the way, I kind of even see it. It's just creeping in here. You know, like, who would have thought, like, now it's just sort of casual, oh, okay, we got 100 illegal immigrants landing in Newport Beach and going to Fashion Island and doing some shopping and giving them a credit card and giving them an Obama phone. And so that's now considered, it's called normalization creep. If you look at Marxist philosophy, normalization creep is when you start with something that's really crazy and then it just keeps happening all the time and pretty much it becomes quote unquote normal. And that's kind of where we are. And that's part of their strategy, is to make stuff like that seem as though it's just part of everyday life.
Right.
I'm here to tell you it's not. You must resist, repel, expel, export. And when Trump comes into office in January 2025, we are going to embark on the largest mass deportation of illegal criminal aliens in the history of this country. 20 million people. It's going to happen.
Along with everything else, Trump seems to be like one man on an island. He's not getting any support at all from Republican leadership.
No.
Of course, Johnson, forget it. No. But he's like one of the – can't everybody say these most basic things? And Trump just said it 2 days ago coming out of New York City. The radical left these are radical left lunatics, and they have to be stopped. As simple as that. Yeah. Why can't Ted Cruz come out and say that?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because there's now an unholy alliance between the rhinos and the Democratic establishment. And as we've said for a long time, Dave, there's America first and there's everybody else. There's not Republicans and Democrats. People need to understand that. There is now an official, and this is breaking news, not sure if people know this, there is an officially signed power-sharing agreement between Speaker Johnson, Republican Speaker of the House, Polly Pockets Johnson, and Hakeem Jeffries, the Muslim Democratic Minority Leader, to share power. And what that means is basically Johnson is Hakeem's bitch, is what that means. That means he's going to do everything that Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats want, which is why that last bill got passed, which is why $3.5 billion was tucked into that bill for NGOs to fund increasing illegal immigration at the border, which is why everything's going to keep happening the same way, which is why MTG's motion to vacate is so important. Is it going to pass? Probably not. But it's about the great unmasking. We have to see where these people stand. The more important part is not getting him out. The more important part is finding out who are the redcoats, who are the ones that we really have to actually target, you know?
A lot of them, unfortunately. Totally well said. Let me get your opinion on this also, is how the media is treating a lot of this stuff, because I think it's kind of fascinating, because as noted, the White House, their acolytes in the mainstream media, they are supporting these kids. They love it. They love the agitation. They love the shenanigans. And I think initially they thought this was going to help them. So they kind of said, okay, they notice how quiet Biden was. Nobody said a word for about a week while they ran riots everywhere. But all of a sudden, not so much, because a lot of Democrats now are saying, hey, this is one step too far. We don't mind little free speech, but this whole violence on campus stuff, it's like 1968 Chicago, which didn't turn out so well for the Democrats. And how they spin things, it just drives you nuts, of course. So a simple little word like intifada. Okay, that's what this is. And of course, what does the CBS clowns do? Oh, that's just a slogan for resistance. No. That's a call for violence. Okay. But it's amazing how they want to twist things as much as possible. And just like the idiot in the, this is a mostly peaceful protest. Remember that one reporter while the building's on fire behind him?
Right.
It's like the Baghdad, Bob scenario all over again. But this is what a lot of Americans, unfortunately, are seeing through the lens of their TV. They're not seeing what this is really about.
Right.
And if nothing else, can we please just stop calling them, they're for, pro-Palestine. These are people who are advocating for the death of Jews and the annihilation of Israel.
Yeah, I'll put it very simply. No, exactly. I put this up on a social post the other day on our Getter feed at Rant and Rave 1776 in case folks want to follow. If you're chanting death to America, you're out. Okay, if you're chanting death to America, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what flag you're carrying. I don't care what whether it's a green flag or a red flag, or you're a neo-Marxist or a neoliberal neocon, or if you're a Palestine or a Hezbollah, if you're chanting death to America, I got a one-way ticket for you to Gaza, a beach. I'll buy you a beach house. I'll buy you a beachfront house in Gaza and send you packing. But I do want to, can we shift gears a little bit to the Trump story, the classified documents? Because I want to make sure we tuck that in after our
Yeah, I got you. I know there's so much going on with all this stuff. Yeah,
but
please,
I got to
talk
about that. So everybody remembers, so special counsel Jack Smith has been, let me just rewind here. The fiasco, the raid on Mar-a-Lago was a total setup. It has now all come out in declassified and unsealed documents from Judge Eileen Cannon, federal judge in the classified documents case. The reason Obama sanctioned the raid on Mar-a-Lago, meaning through Biden, was because the Crossfire Hurricane documents were there. Crossfire Hurricane contains all the records for Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Biden, all of them, and their intentional work to sabotage Trump when he was coming into the White House, and together with the Clinton effort. So that was the whole point of the Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, the important thing is that they actually have now proven that the National Archives conspired with and met with White House counsel. White House visitor logs show this. 2 months before the raid on Mar-a-Lago happened, to actually ship boxes back to Mar-a-Lago that Trump did not ask for, and then try to catch him in a gotcha. They sent in the FBI. They found the boxes they know they sent from NARA. They spilled those out on the carpet, took pictures of them, and said, oh, okay, he took classified documents he wasn't supposed to. First of all, under the Presidential Records Act, he can take whatever he wants. This is not a NARA thing, which is why he was charged under the Espionage Act, not under the Presidential Records Act. So the whole thing was a setup. This all got blown open yesterday, wide open by Julie Kelly's reporting, yep. Mike Davis, Article 3 Project, amazing reporting, Judge Cannon's unsealed documents. So basically Smith's case now has completely fallen apart. So that's not going to see the light of day before the election. But I want people to understand the background of this story. This is what your government can do to you and more. I mean, that is just an example of what the government can do to you. And that's to a former president.
Yeah, thank goodness. Let's give her another, some more props. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, has been just terrific on this. And she's one of the few judges that's controlling some of these, the Trump cases, that's actually doing her job correctly. But now she forced, because she's exposed all this, Jack Smith's team has had to admit that the key evidence was altered and manipulated. And as you said, this was all a big setup. They sent these documents down. Nothing is lining up anymore. And they had to eat a big pile of crow poo yesterday. And it's amazing how this was kind of a tough story to even find. I don't think this was found its way onto CBS, by the way.
Yeah.
But all the documents in the storage boxes, which, you know, that they're trying to, you know, ABC, arrest Trump, throw him in jail, whatever you want to call it. It's now coming out as a big setup. Yeah. And even Dershowitz is saying you cannot tamper or alter evidence.
I mean, now it's come down to two cases. So now it's come down to two cases in terms of lawfare. It's the New York case where they can pin the convicted felon tag on him before the presidential election, which will make him even more powerful. He's going to appeal that, so he won't serve any jail time. The fallback plan, I mean, basically, you know, if the Fannie Willis case in Georgia, that fell apart because of her stupid boyfriend, Nathan Wade, trying to charge the government for expenses, and they were having an affair, so that one fell apart. Florida's now falling apart. Arizona's their backup plan to New York, with where Trump is now an unindicted co-conspirator. These, like, the electors that they tried to have in the last election. That's the completely... We covered that last week.
And real
that
quick,
is the attorney general who won by 206 votes after millions cast, and she still won't count 9,000 ballots that are still outstanding. I mean, which would break any 80-20 for Republicans. So she is the illegitimate AG of Arizona, doesn't care, acting like a Nazi.
Oh, she's the worst. We got to get Abe in there, please, somehow. Talk about Hope Hicks' testimony yesterday. Total backfire on the Democrats.
Right.
Total backfire. So she actually, she's going to spill it. She actually was a very honest, direct, she had nothing bad to say about Donald Trump. Yeah. So that backfired on him.
Yeah, we're not going to, just so folks that understand at home, we're not going to cover the minutiae, stupid details because it's not worth your time. Stormy Daniels, you know, what nun-like dress she was wearing to cover up her like 88G profile. So there's no, we're not going to get into all that because that's just all garbage. But, you know, look, it's going to come down to, they want the pin, the convicted felon tag on him. The MSDNC crew will be love to be doing that. It's going to happen. I mean, absolutely, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He'll get back on the campaign trail. And guess what, Dave? He is going to pack Madison Square Garden, not once, not twice. I'm going to predict three times, just like Billy Joel, after the trial is over and before the election. Dude, he's going to become more powerful than ever before. It's just like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. Strike me down and the Force becomes even more powerful. May the Force
would
be
then,
with you.
Would he then be able to get Sting to open up for him if he's opening up all the shows?
Maybe he could get Robert De Niro to open up for him. I don't know. What do you think?
Da-da-da. Oh.
And we won't even go there.
I don't think, yeah. Talk about a POS.
No time for that one, yeah.
Hey, a lot to get to. So thank you for checking us out, because there was a lot today.
A lot today, yeah. And we'll save the news about Japan and the illegals. We're going to go to Japan. Actually, my family's going to Japan in July, so that's going to be great. They're the only country of the major industrial countries that doesn't look like the swamp that the toilet that the U.S. looks like right now. Folks, thanks for listening. Check us out. All the podcast platforms of choice, we're out there everywhere. Social media at Rant and Rave 1776. Dave, as always, we'll see you down the road on the right side.